RadioInfluence.com.
What's up, food lovers? This is Tracy, and welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. So yesterday was the first Sunday for NFL football, and I'm sure most of you had your teams that you were rooting for. I am actually a Steelers fan, which you may or may not know that from some of my Instagram posts, and yesterday was not really going well for me. The Steelers played the Browns yesterday, and the Browns did not win one single game last year, so I thought it was going to be an easy victory, but I was wrong. While they didn't lose to the Browns, they didn't win either, as the game turned out to be a tie. Needless to say, I'm still kind of shaking off the depression from yesterday. I thought it was going to be such an easy win, and I would be celebrating with lots of food and wine afterwards. Speaking of food, Sundays are some of my favorite days to go out and explore different places in Tampa, especially during football season. There are so many spots where you can catch a great meal with football in the background. I have a lot of friends that don't like football, so whenever we go out somewhere, I usually try to take them to a place where I can kind of watch the game, so if I'm bored with their conversation, they won't notice. One of my favorite places is Tampa Joe's. It's located on Anderson Road, right off of the Veterans Expressway. Tampa Joe's has been around for a couple years. It used to be called Boston's. Two of my dear friends go there almost every day of the week, and they introduced me to this great place a couple years ago. They have TVs all over the bar, outside on the patio, and all over the inside of the restaurant. So if you're looking for a place to go with your kids, or if you just want to meet friends at the bar, it's definitely a great option for you. One of my favorite dishes that they have are their loaded boneless bites. They take boneless chicken wings, they toss them in a mango habanero sauce, toss them with french fries, jalapenos, tomato, mixed cheese. They pop them in a little cast iron skillet, and they serve them nice and hot. They're served nice and hot with a side of blue cheese or ranch, and let me just tell you, they are super addicting. I'll take those with a glass of wine any day. Paul's Chicago Pizza is another favorite of mine. They have two locations, one in St. Pete and one in Clearwater. I usually go to the St. Pete location because it's closer to my house. They are known for their thin-style Chicago pizza, which is absolutely incredible. I'm definitely a pizza connoisseur, and I have to say they are one of my top places in Tampa to get pie. I don't know what it is about their sauce, but once you have one bite, you're going to be instantly hooked on it. They also feature drink specials and have a nice selection of TVs throughout the restaurant so you can watch the game or just watch the news. Another favorite is Eats American Grill. They have two locations, one in South Tampa and one in Riverview. The Riverview location just happens to be a Steeler hangout, but I always go to the South Tampa one because it's closer to my house. Eats is known for their burgers. They have won several burger competitions in Tampa throughout the past 8 years, and their wings are also some of the best I've ever had. They have everything from your standard buffalo sauces to a Cajun barbecue, honey barbecue, mango sriracha, blackened lemon pepper, you name it. They also have incredible drink specials such as 2-for-1 draft beers, house wines, and wells all day. It's definitely a South Tampa favorite hangout and very much kind of like a Cheers in South Tampa. I am excited to share that one of my favorite events will be back on October 6th at Curtis Hickson Park in downtown Tampa. Tampa's Tailgate Taste Fest is an awesome, family-friendly event that is free to attend. They will have a food competition with local restaurants, live music, cornhole tournaments, and of course, college football on the big screen. This year, I'm honored to say that I will actually be a judge for the food competition, so I'm super excited to see what everyone will be whipping up, and it'll also give me some ideas for tailgating in the future. To learn more about the Tampa Tailgate Fest, you can follow them on Instagram at Tailgate Taste Fest. They will be teasing you on Instagram with food pictures as well as hints about who will be competing at this year's competition. While I'm still licking my wounds after last night's game, I'm looking forward to a great week of eating, and hopefully this Sunday will bring a different outcome for the Steelers. While I am still licking my wounds after last night's terrible game with the Steelers, I am looking forward to a week filled with food and fun. Getting back to Sundays and football, Bloody Marys are also a favorite of mine. I was going through some old photos, and I actually posted them on Instagram of two Bloody Marys that I created a couple years ago when I was a bar manager at a local restaurant in Tampa. One of them is a Buffalo Bloody Mary, which has a buffalo chicken wing, celery, and blue cheese stuffed olives. And the other is a Cheeseburger Mary, which actually is topped with a cheeseburger slider. I would love to hear where you guys go for your Bloody Marys in Tampa Bay. There is a spot in St. Pete that is called Thirsty First. I went there for the first time last month, and I just had to get their incredible Bloody Mary, which is called the Roaring Twenties. It is probably the most decadent Bloody Mary I have ever had the pleasure of drinking. It is made with their black pepper and smoked bacon-infused Hanger One vodka, and it's topped with, are you ready for this, a skewer with a buttermilk fried chicken slider, a cheese-stuffed tater tot that is wrapped in bacon, a steak tip slider, pickled veggies, a beer-battered onion ring, bacon, a pickled egg, and celery. It is absolutely incredible, and it's definitely Instagram-worthy. So if you're ever in the area, you must check out Thirsty First in St. Pete. So please, if you have any recommendations on where I can go for an incredible Bloody Mary, just message me on Instagram or email me at tracy@forkingaroundtown.com. Starting this Sunday on Instagram, I will be featuring a news story highlight, which will be best places to go for football and food in Tampa Bay. Be sure to check out my Instagram this Sunday and see where I'm eating next. I hope you all have a great week. I'm still licking my wounds after yesterday's Steeler game, but hopefully this weekend we'll have a different outcome. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Forking Around Town is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and on RadioInfluence.com. Have a great week, everybody, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Everybody, do me a big, huge favor and welcome to Duffified Live. Zia Mara Hall.
The premise of the show, the buyer was from A&P Stores, which, as you know, they're in the Northeast.
Right.
That wasn't necessarily my market. The East Coast has Caribbean pretty well covered. I knew the West Coast is what needed more Caribbean stuff.
Right.
So they had 9 episodes with different categories, and then they chose 3 of the winning episodes to be in the final. The final did get developed.
Okay.
The rest of us, you got your prize money. Okay. Technically I was 4th. I actually stayed in the hotel for a couple of days in case somebody dropped out for taping purposes. But the Smuggies, ice cream cookies. And in speaking with her, unfortunately, the other thing is that they develop it however they want to. And yeah. She didn't think the end product was truly representative of her product. Again, when you make something at home,
sure.
We don't necessarily follow commercial things. Like, for example, I did not boil my hot sauce ingredient. Well, in order to be on the shelf, when you bottle, it needs to be hot.
Right.
So that changed the color, that changed the flavor, that changed a lot of things when you do things commercially than when you do at home. At home, you may do something that takes 10 hours. They're not going to do that in a manufacturing plant.
Not for
They're
70 gallons.
Do the fastest, exactly. They're going to do it the fastest, you know, most inexpensive way. So they weren't necessarily interested. It's a TV show. They were interested in the TV show.
Right.
You know, I mean, the truth is I got on the show and they had never even tried the product. They liked the story. They liked my personality. They liked my look, but they never tried the product.
Right.
Which is actually really good, but it's TV.
You know?
So we can't get caught up in this Instagram society of
and
being
don't
famous
forget.
For being famous. You know?
And don't forget, it's reality TV.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is one of the more the farthest fetched things from what there is.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.